You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. This is the time to invest but use cash in a phased manner as we approach elections is what the experts tell us, and bulls have reclaimed some lost glory today on Friday. All the events on the Lal Street is what I bring to you today in this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bulls reclaimed some lost glory on Friday as the S&P BSE Sensex rallied by over 150 points after 2 days of decline, but failed to close above 39,000, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,650 levels. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex closed 177 points higher at 38,862, while the Nifty 50 rose 67 points to close at 11,665. Both Sensex and Nifty eked record highs this week, ending with gains of over 0.4% each. The S&P BSE Sensex gained 0.49%, while the Nifty 50 gained 0.36% for the week ended April 5th. In terms of sectors, Nifty Bank slipped 1.1% for the week ended April 5th. Remember though, it did hit a record high of 30,649 on the 1st of April, the Monday. The Nifty FMCG index slipped 1.5%, followed by the Energy index, which was down 1.9%. Among the gainers, the Nifty Auto index rose 2.7%, followed by the Nifty Metal Index, which was up 3% in the last five trading sessions. Markets may consolidate further in the coming week as we kickstart earnings for India Inc. for the quarter ended March and the election outcome next month. Experts advise investors not to burn their firepower in one go, but instead use the cash to get into markets on a dip, or in other words, deploy cash in a phased manner. Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors, told Money Control, and I quote, "Market is showing some nervousness after rallying over 1,000 points on the Nifty. The price setup remains fundamentally strong, but there is some nervousness as we hit fresh all-time highs. Fundamentally, the latest forecast on monsoon made valid ground for nervousness, and RBI also talked about the risk to monsoon. All the high-frequency data, such as auto numbers, are hinting towards a possibility of a slowdown. But there are still segments of the economy, particularly banking, which will keep attracting buyers. Investors can start investing in a phased manner ahead of elections, as well as there's some global uncertainty as well. So it's not a bad time to invest in the Indian markets," unquote. More from that interview that Shailendra gave to Arun Kshitijanath is going to follow at the end of the podcast. So do stick around for that. As usual, a quick look at some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street. Jyoti Laboratories shares gained 6% after global brokerage firm Macquarie has initiated coverage on the stock with an outperform rating. Godrej Properties rose 7% after the company increased its stake in Wonder Space Properties and addition of a new residential project in Navi Mumbai. Shares of Cipla rose more than 2% after it received an establishment inspection report, that is the EIR, from US FDA for its Goa facility, indicating closure of the inspection. And finally, Balrampur Chini Mills had some sweet news, gained 5% after the board approved buyback worth 147.67 crore rupees at 175 rupees per share. चलो अभी दुनिया की सैर करते हैं. Asian markets ended with marginal gains, with Japan's Nikkei 225 rising 0.38% at 21,807.5, and South Korea's Kospi added 0.14% at 2,209.61. The stock markets in China and Hong Kong remained closed. European markets are mixed as there is no meaningful conclusions from the US-China trade talks. It feels like I've been talking about the US-China trade talks for about a century now. No, it's been about a year, but every day there's something about it and we do not know when we'll have meaningful conclusions from those trade talks. If anything, meaningless confusions is all we've been served so far. Well, Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors, spoke to our own Kshitij Anand about what the market is up to and what about the nervousness that we may be seeing in the markets. All that and more coming up in this exclusive chat with Shailendra Kumar and Kshitij Anand.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Shailendra Kumar, Chief Investment Officer at Narnolia Financial Advisors. Well, welcome to the podcast, Shailendra.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, Shailendra, what should be the strategy of investors as we approach elections, and should investors hold on to cash or invest in a phased manner at this point in time?
You see, market, you know, which has rallied very sharply, almost 1,100 points on Nifty, is showing some kind of a nervousness right now in the market. You know, particularly in the context of recent memory, you know, we had a one-year bear market just prior, where we saw severe carnage in particularly small-cap companies. So I think some bit of a psychological nervousness when the market has hit a new all-time high so fast in just 2 months time frame is pretty justified. But looking at the price setup, even with the one-day SARB selling by FII, I think the basic price setup remains very strong. You know, fundamentally, the latest forecast on monsoon has made some kind of a valid ground for nervousness. RBI also has talked about the risk to monsoon, and a poor monsoon will surely severely impact the consumption part of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now also, you know, all the high-frequency data like auto numbers are hinting at the possibility of a slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are still segments of economy like but banking particularly has enough strength, but this market will keep attracting buyers. So the idea for the investor right now would be that the investors would start, you know, investing right now also in a phased manner, because there's the election, there's some global uncertainty also. But mm-hmm. it's not a bad time to start your money and deploying your money in the market. Maybe you go for phased manner because the prices are a little run up. Mm-hmm. But at the lower level, you will get the buyer because the economy, some segments are still very strong.
Right. And today also, I mean, the coming week also marks the, the earnings season. I mean, TCS and Infosys will be coming out with their earnings for the quarter ended March. So what are your expectations from the March quarter earnings, I mean, for all the sectors? And which sector is likely to outperform this time around?
Yes, you see, the Q4 of FY19 surely will be a little different quarter than what it was last 3-4 quarters. We were seeing, you know, sharp sales growth, revenue growth, top-line growth over last 2-3 quarters. Almost last quarter was 20% kind of a top-line growth.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line, the reported number were very poor, so like 3%, 4% kind of a growth. I think March quarter will see a kind of a change in this trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have a lower sales growth this time. The sales growth will be not in line with, you know, the Q3, Q2 number of the financial year.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line growth will be stronger. Because, you know, last couple of quarters when the bottom line was not behaving, you know, very good, the idea was that most of the company were facing some one-off inventory losses, one-time write-off. It was not a structural margin decline per se for Indian corporates. So I think this quarter will show you the margin expansion. So the bottom line growth, the profit growth would be, you know, low double digit. But the top line will surely, you know, will be a little lower than what the street is expecting right now. In terms of sector, we are very, in terms of corporate banks, we surely see excellent delta there. They will be reporting numbers ahead of even estimate, and there will be good numbers. Also, some pocket of, you know, like building material kind of sector will also come out with a good volume number.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the two sectors I'm thinking. And cement also, with some cost pressure, though they are in the segment, it still will have a number little better than the previous quarters.
Perfect. Thanks all for your time then, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jitesh.
Well, thanks, Shailendra and Kshitij, for that. That was a wrap on the events on Dalal Street today and indeed the week. And more importantly, this week, we have covered North, East, West and South. The elections are upon us and we looked at four battleground states in the four corners of the country. Uttar Pradesh representing the North, West Bengal representing the East, Maharashtra representing the West, and today, Tamil Nadu representing the South. These also happen to be the four battleground states with the highest number of MPs in the Lok Sabha. So do listen to those podcasts and find out as a primer what you need to know about what's happening in these states, which are the parties that are dominant in these states, what alliances are afoot, and what are the moods with regards to the current dispensation in these four major states. We also took a very detailed look at the Congress manifesto, so I do hope you will give that a listen as well. And today we'll also be talking about the role of social media in elections. Time magazine went on to call this election the WhatsApp election. How is it a WhatsApp election? And what about fake news? And how much are we going to be affected by it in this cycle? How much are we already affected by it? These are some of the things we'll be talking about today on another podcast. So there's a lot to catch up on. It's a good thing that the weekend is coming up, so you can devote some time to listening to all of these and make yourself a smart listener and an even smarter voter. You can write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And well, stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener, a smarter investor, and the smartest voter.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.